labeling us as, you know, white right wing extremists and cheap fakers and putting up edited and doctored video footage and so forth. No, not having it, not going to have it. So, and speaking of the chaos that the radical left purposefully brings down upon us, one of the most glaring examples of this chaos that we see every day is happening down at our southern borders. The horror that has been allowed to happen down there is made up of events that I have personally seen and, quite frankly, have to personally compartmentalize. Because if I were forced to think about what is actually going on down there every day, I don't think I could do it. I couldn't make it. I have to compartmentalize it because of the horrors of what goes on down there. I mean, I'm talking about what they do to children, both girls and boys, women, men too, for that matter, and the drugs and the trafficking and just the absolute infiltration of filth and danger that's coming into this country. The assault on our republic as a result of these open borders is one of the great catastrophes of the history of the world. Not just the history of America, drug cartels, illicit drugs. I mean, we can go down the list, right? The criminal cartels. Imagine the terrorists, the people who don't like us, who have sent agents over here to come up through the borders to plan and plot to do us harm. And as I've said before, if you think that they're not, I can tell you right now, they are. There are people in this country here because of our open border policy that are planning drastic and monumental catastrophic harm. They are planning it, folks. I could go on and on. Here is a short clip of what I saw when I attended a border event that was hosted by Christy Hutcherson and her group, Women Fighting for America. Here's a short clip. As soon as we pulled in at the site down in McAllen, Texas, a border town down there, we saw this, some cartel members and traffickers.
Inside, they'll be captured. You see some other comrades of theirs up on the hill, drug smugglers who just happened to be here as we get off of the bus, a tour that we're on. We are here, the right side with Doug Billings, reporting, walking the talk, locking down and bringing up the border issue in America. Absolutely amazing. Live footage caught right here on the border.
Now, I apologize. That quality was terrible, but I think you could make it out. That was on my iPhone. We had just literally stopped the bus that we were on, got out, and I had to quickly hit the record button. So you could see what was going on. It happens every, and that's just a few people. This happens all day, every day, all of this. Couple of other things. With my son, Michael, happens to adore Christy. I'm going to show a picture of Christy, my son Michael, at an event that Clay Clark held. There they are. Look at that. Michael is Michael's convinced that she will be his girlfriend one day. So there they are. And I love that picture. And she is so good with him. My guest tonight, a woman who I greatly admire. I'm going to bring her on. We're going to have to go to a break once she comes on, but I do want to introduce you to her. She is one who has dedicated her life and has invested and spent much of her own personal fortune to go to work to save our republic from this particular element of chaos, the open border situation. I had, again, the opportunity to go down there 18 months or so ago with her, and I think it's going to be very, very telling. Wherever she goes, people are left with jaws agape, mouths just hanging open because of the information she shares. I want to show you a short clip, how she can bring the fire to an event. Here she is just a week or so ago up in Detroit at the Clay Clark Reawaken America Tour. Take a look at her live.
They mock us. They tear us down. They tear our institutions down. And they remove or rewrite our history. The weaponization systems designed to uphold justice. They claim we are the threat of democracy. But my friends and fellow patriots, they are the threat.
There she is, ladies and gentlemen, and here she is, my friend, live with us tonight, Christy Hutcherson, Women Fighting for America. Christy, my friend, welcome to The Right Side.
Hey, Tuck, how are you doing? And please give my kisses and hugs and love to Michael.
I will. He's going to love watching this back. He He always asks, when's our next trip? When are we going to go see Christy? What's going on, Dad? Where are we going? So, but thank you. Thank you for being so good to him. And thanks for being a friend of mine as well. I appreciate what you're doing for the country. What's new? We've got a couple of minutes here to kind of ease into what we're talking about. We'll come back on the other side of the break. But what are you seeing? What's going on? What's new in your world? What's happening?
Well, before we unpack that, I want to, I loved your previous segment. I was watching you for the last 20 minutes.
Okay.
I want America to understand. If you don't know who Paul Joseph Goebbels is, he was the minister of propaganda for the Nazi regime, Hitler. And he was a master at it. And he is the master behind leading his people, right? The German people into believing that the Jews were horrible. And which ended up being the extermination of millions upon millions of human beings and human lives. So if you look at what the White House is doing, and they've been doing this for a long time, not just the administration, but the left, they have mastered this, and they got this out of that playbook. And that's what we're seeing. History's being rewritten as we speak. And so they are brainwashing Americans and the world to their way of thinking. But what they didn't count on was they crossed the line on January 6th and then in 2020 when they stole the election. And the American spirit is alive and well. And all of their plans are being revealed, right? Because darkness can't always live in darkness. God will make sure that that light comes to play. And that's what's going on. And they're furious about it.
When the light is shown on them, they do become furious. And we're going to talk. I can't wait to get into this and unpack what you've discovered and what you're working on. We do have to take a quick break. Capitalism calls. Don't worry, folks. Capitalism was founded by God to fund the republic that he created and inspired here. We'll be right back. Just a couple of minutes with Christy Hutcherson. Stay with us.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process, look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older. And it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch, whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen, for the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where cheap fakes never happen. Christy Hutcherson is our guest. Christy, my friend, here we are together again at long last. It's about darn time. It always seems to take us a while to get together, but when it does, it's always so good. How have you been?
I've been so busy, Doug, but you know what? I'm encouraged, even though there's a lot of this news coming out of all of the horrible things. Inflation is high. We've got terrorists on our shores in the United States of America, as a matter of fact. But, you know, my team's been reporting on this for well over 3 years. It's not surprising that it's all coming to the surface. And I really want your listeners to understand something. We can win and we can take back this beautiful country called America. But the only way we're going to do it is in unity and shoulder to shoulder. And it doesn't matter your ideologies. It doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, independent, whatever you want to call yourself or label yourself. At the end of the day, we're all Americans. And we have to understand that this is a pivotal, critical moment in history. And our very existence as a free Western world, as a constitutional republic, is on the line. And we can unpack this and get into this, because I'm going to tell your listeners a lot of things that they don't know. And it's going to hopefully, I don't mean to scare people, but I want them to understand that the time to act is over with. They actually need to actually start acting. We're behind the curve.
Yeah, so I've said this before, too. And what I said prior to you coming on here tonight as part of my opening monologue, I was talking about these people that have come across our border. You have gone behind the border. You've gone behind enemy lines, you and your team. I mean, you're in full military garb, and you've got your equipment. You've got drones in the sky. You've got people on the ground. You've got informants on the ground. I mean, we could talk about that kind of stuff. But what I want to drive home is the point that there are currently people who have come across our border making plans, specific plans of terror in the United States. And this is not fear mongering. This is the truth. And we're trying to make people aware, because clearly, I mean, the legacy media doesn't touch it. They won't go as near to this topic as we should. So tell us, am I right, Christy? First of all, am I right about that? What have you seen with regards to any evidence that that would indicate what I just said was true?
Well, Doug, in February of 2023, a report comes out by the NSA, okay? And so the Director of National Intelligence and Security, in that briefing, which I have a copy of, and also, again, this year, every February, this report comes out, and they assess the threats to the United States of America. For the last 2 years in a row, one of the highest threats that we have are our own attacks on our soil via, by the way, of cartels, TCOs, transnational criminal organizations, coupled with Iran and terrorist organizations. And of course, China is also sprinkled in there with Russia. And so it's when you hear Christopher Wray, who comes out in front of Congress, not once, but twice in the last 8 months, stating that all red buttons have been pushed, that there is a heightened awareness of terrorist activity and terrorist threats. It is imminent. They're using words that are very direct. They're not saying it might happen. They know it's going to happen. That's the language that they're using. And when you work in the DOD space for as long as we have and my organization, you understand to read between the lines of what they're trying to say. Let's back up a little bit, because, you know, these eight Tekistanis were just caught. But I'm here to tell you, back in January, they were trying to track down 50 ISIS members from the Middle East. We still have not found them. And I'm going to give you an alarming number for your audience and yourself, Doug. I, as you know, I work with U.S. Marshals, Border Patrol supervisors, sheriffs, you name it, been there, done that, federales over Mexico. And when you look at all of the intel and the information, the numbers are well over 30 plus million. Everybody who's really in the trenches and who sees the flood of individuals coming over, these illegals coming over the border, we all agree across the board, privately behind the scenes, behind the cameras, without the speech that they're given from this administration, understand that we're well over 30 million under the Biden administration, Obama administration. And so when you look at the terrorist figures of these countries, and we hone in on countries that are special interest countries, and when you look at those numbers, and again, from experience, boots on the ground for more than 150 operations in the last 4 years, I can tell you we've ran the numbers, and we think there's somewhere like 3 million terrorists who have been able to infiltrate our borders since Biden took office. That is very alarming. It is scary. And lastly, it is not a coincidence that the FBI have been, for the last almost 2 years, meeting with the hospital systems, the major hospital systems around this country, having them do active terrorist drills, mass casualty drills, and the same thing with testing our emergency response systems, as well as the sheriffs across this country have been doing training for soft target hits, especially targeted towards schools, malls, and places where we every day shop.
I've said the same thing. Yes, we're spot on. And I know that you've got your finger is on the pulse of all of that more. But if Doug Billings is saying it and Christy Hutcherson is saying it, ladies and gentlemen, look, I mean, in middle school, schools in taking precautions. I mean, it's not just about doing damage to buildings. It's about taking hostages. And again, preparedness, having having each other's back out there. And by the way, I'm going to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, we're taking calls. If you want to get in line, the phone lines are now open at 901-316-8404. There's got to be a lot of you out there who want to talk with Christy Hutcherson. 901-316-8404 is the line. Get in line. The phone lines are open. We're going to, Christy, I have to compartmentalize what you do. If I have seen the clips, I have seen the unedited videos of the children being trafficked, of the hits that have been put out on members of journalists throughout by the cartels. I've seen it. I've seen the stories behind what they call rape trees. And I have to compartmentalize that. I could not deal with that day in and day out. I just couldn't do it. So I tip my hat to you. How do you get back there? How do you, and I don't need you to give away any secret information, but in general terms, how do you come by this information and deliver it to us? All of this stuff, I mean, from rape trees to trafficking to the cartels and their hits that they put out. And you, I understand, have a hit on you as well from the cartel.
Yeah, I do. But you know what, Doug? I surround myself with incredibly intelligent individuals with very special skill sets. And my team, whether it's everybody from my inner circle administrative team, all the way to the guys who go with me with protection, you know, it's because of them. And also it's experience, right? I do have a little bit of experience in these areas. You know, what's interesting, I'm going to make a bold statement here. When you look at things from a strategy perspective, and make no mistake, this is a brilliant military operation to take down the United States of America. And we have to think of this in terms as a military operation. If you look at Sparta, right, with the Trojans, right, they brought the Trojan horse in to topple their kingdom. And so this is a strategy. This is a military strategy because America's in the way. I want everyone to think about October 7th, what happened in Israel. You know, I've been really breaking this down from an intel perspective, and there are so many safeguards in place, both from Israel and the United States of America, to help safeguard against these type of attacks. Hamas, as we know, and Hezbollah, which is a proxy of Iran, Syria kind of sprinkled in there as well. They don't have, for them to get around all of the sophistication of our Signet, which is our intelligence gathering from a chatter and things like that I can't get into. I started thinking about that, Doug. I believe that was a test to see if they could do and how much harm they can inflict on Israel, because you want to test something out before you try it on a much larger scale with a much bigger enemy. America, buckle up. Because October 7th, that's the plan, and it will be on our soil. If we do not get leaders into office who understand the true threat, and I'm not talking, we can't wait till the election, by the way. We need to have Congress act with the power of the purse, and we need to fund a whole lot of things, including the NGOs who are funding actual terrorism and terrorists to come into the United States of America.
I've heard it said, and I think Tom Holman may have been the one that said he was with us, as you know, down in McAllen, Texas, when you sponsored our trip down there and we went to the borders together. Every state in this country is now a border state. And I've heard it said beyond that, that every zip code in this country, every single zip code, no matter how rural, no matter how urban, has been touched by trafficking. Do you agree with that? And to what degree can we protect ourselves and be aware? What are the telltale signs? What are some of the gives that these people have so that we can help each other out there in the general public?
Well, it's really difficult, Doug, to do that in a few minute segment. They are very sophisticated. Human trafficking, it used to be drug smuggling, which was the biggest bang for the buck for the cartels to fund all of their operations. But now it's human trafficking, and it's in the tunes of hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. Thank you, Biden and his administration. And so America happens to be the biggest appetite from a buyer's perspective of human trafficking. And they're funding terrorist activity. They're funding their training camps, they're funding their weapons, which, by the way, they have better weapons than our border town sheriffs do. I work with Sheriff Brad Coe down in Kinney County, Texas. Me and my team, you know, they didn't even have the proper night vision goggles to do their jobs, let alone other equipment, that me and my team picked up one phone and said, you know what, you need that, we're going to pay for it, and we're going to do it ourselves. And these things cost $20,000 a piece, by the way. So this isn't just, you know, chump change that we're doing here. But we have to understand the human trafficking. It's very hard to combat. I'm a mom. And I tell you right now, if I had a young girl or daughter, there ain't no way in heck I would let her just freely walk the streets, because that's where we're at. You don't know ever who that person is anymore in the store next to you or in the block down the street from you because of the Biden's administration. Think about it. 30 million illegals have entered this country, and 87% are all young adult males. 87% of them that have come through this borders are males. Look what just happened in several of the states. We've had rapists, murderers, killed a mom of five. This is story after story after story. So the best thing your audience honestly can do, Doug, to if they want to understand how to identify these bad players, you've got to get trained. You've got to come to meetforamerica.org, M-E-E-T, the number four, america.org. It's really that simple. You know, this training normally is $1,800. Our teams of special forces, Lawfare, Tom Renz, myself, my team, deputy sheriffs, and border patrol supervisors are coming to train you and give you everything you need to combat the coming tsunami. And we're charging $199. I think it's $149 to $199. It's barely enough to cover our expenses. We're doing this because we understand the threat, Doug. We understand what it's going to take back this country. One man's not going to do it. I'm all for President Trump. We need to get him back in office. But make no mistake, they have a plan to keep him out of office. It is going to be civil unrest. I've been talking about this for 2 years coming up to the 2024 election. There will be terrorist attacks, civil unrest. They're going to do things that are going to poke the bear, poke those patriots to make them try to take to the streets, martial law, postponement of the elections. We've got to be prepared for anything and everything, because all of this is plausible that it's going to happen, and we have to start talking about it. Meetforamerica.org is the best thing your listeners can do.
All right, there it is. We have from Indiana, Jack on the phone, who wants to talk with us for a moment. Jack from Indiana, welcome.
Yes, thank you, Doug. I sure appreciate you taking some time here.
What's on your mind, Jack?
Yes. So I actually have a Christian question for Christy, and that is, and to preempt it, of course, the topic here is of absolute utmost importance in our country today. How can we as concerned citizens get involved and be a part of this? Because I believe that her approach is an excellent approach, and you know, but the citizenry has got to get involved. We cannot let things just continue on the path that they have been. So, and I know she had mentioned the website and the training. So that's, I'd like to get involved. I need to know who I can get in touch with and how to get that started.
Great, Jack. Jack, first and foremost, thank you so much, because half the battle is wanting to get involved and actually do something. So meetforamerica.org, you can email me. You can email me at Women Fighting for America. If you can go to our website or meetforamerica.org, find that email address, email me, and I will get in contact with you, and I'll have my team member get in contact with you about that. Also, on my website, Women Fighting for America, that's WFFA, Whiskey Foxtrot, Foxtrot Alpha .win, W-I-N, there is a resource button. If you click on that, there is a plan to save America and what you need to do as an everyday American citizen to engage. I am all about solutions. That is my background. I do strategy, solutions. Doug knows me very well. I'm not a talker. I'm a doer. And we have to empower the people and give you the tools you need, because that's where we're at. We have to have leaders. And when I say leaders, everybody listening to my voice right now is a leader. If you choose to be a leader, you just have to decide it for yourself.
Yes, absolutely. And if I could, just a quick note on the doer part, Doug, you remind me a lot of Rush Limbaugh. And I listen to Rush since he started in 88. I was a truck driver by trade and listened to him for 30 years up until he finally quit broadcasting because of his cancer taking him. And boy, what a loss that was. But Doug, you remind me a lot of Rush. And Christy, you mentioned the key word doer, because I listened to Rush for 30 years and I said, okay, we've got talk radio. And after 9/11, when the towers were taken down, I said, okay, it's time talk radio was fine, but now it's time for action radio. And that's exactly what you folks are talking about here. And that's citizens. That's what we need to get involved with to save our country.
Jack, thank you very much. We appreciate it. I know Christy does too. Thanks for being out there. Look, and I know that I speak for Christy when I say we are in this together, Jack. We stand shoulder to shoulder. And I appreciate you out there in Indiana. God bless you. And thanks for being on the right side.
All right, we'll be
Christy. Yep, you bet. Christy, he's spot on. And he is, I think we're going to have your website up there. We're going to get more callers on the line. We're up. We've gone a little bit long. Do you have time for a few more minutes on the other side of the break, Christy, or do you have to run?
I am all yours, Doug.
Okay. All right, good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, a real quick break here. We're right back with Christy Hutcherson. Stay with us. Cheers.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Melissa and I have been taking Bella Grace, this powerful elixir, since last fall, 2023. The results have been amazing. My hands would crack and bleed, deep cuts and cracks every winter for years. No matter what we did, we couldn't get them to stop cracking and bleeding. This year, I took Bella Grace, no cracking, no bleeding. My acid reflux, gone. Haven't had to take a Pepcid. My hair growth, the last two times I had my hair cut, the lady had to use thinning shears on my hair. That's amazing. We've also received incredible feedback from you, our listening audience, and the impact it's had for you. This is loaded with astaxanthin. That's a powerful antioxidant. Collagen, but top grade collagen. Studies show 95% of it is being absorbed in the body because of the way they develop it. Then we have something called cat's claw. That's an anti-inflammatory from a vine in Peru. It's the bark, and it's an anti-inflammatory. There are about 80 clinical trials on Bella Grace. Please get a subscription now and save. MelissaHouseBG.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where we meet in determined prayer and determined patriotism. That is how we roll over here. For those of you that want to call in, 901-316-8404, Christy Hutcherson. Christy, I have a special guest that I would like to share with you for just a moment, Christy.
Michael.
Ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen, this is not Patrick. All right. Thank you. He wanted to say hi, Christy. There he is. There's your boyfriend. Thank you very much.
Yes. You know, Doug, it's really interesting because, I wrote the last caller because this is a war against good and evil. That's what this is. It's a spiritual battle. And we are being called by God to whatever God you worship. I believe in my Lord and Savior and the Creator, of all things. But we are called at this time, in this moment of history, to fight back against evil. The only way it continues to prevail is right, where we sit back and do nothing and we say nothing.
Yeah, it's Jack from Indiana is a typical member of this audience. I teasingly say they're members of the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land, but they are, they get it. And is, you know, they are, we get a lot of people in the audience who are hungry for people like you who bring them truth, who used to listen to Rush Limbaugh, who are looking to fill that vacuum that he left. There'll never be another Rush, but that audience is made up of people like Jack, and they get it. And they're smart, and they know what's going on. We have about 5 minutes left. We've got plenty of time. I want you. We know what your Women Fighting for America website is, but you mentioned another website. Mention it one more time so we can make sure people know where to go.
Meet M-E-E-T, the number 4, America.org. It is training York, Pennsylvania, August 24th and 25th. And if you want us to come and train, you can contact us. Find that you can host us. We can tell you what you have to do to help bring us there. But we were willing to come there and train you guys. Time is of the essence. And regardless of what happens on November 5th, the Marxist communists will never, ever stop marching. They want the destruction of America because America is in the way of the globalist agenda. It's really that simple. They don't want borders. They don't want walls, and they don't want countries. They've already set up the parallel government. That's the World Economic Forum, NATO, IMF. All of these other, the WHO, all of these are the parallel government. And if you don't believe me, Doug, I want your audience to understand something else. See, I was a government contractor. I still do government contracting in a certain way. So as a government contractor, we have privy to a special website where contracts are put out for bid, requests for proposals, requests for information, et cetera. It is through this public-private partnership that the government has where they contract government contractors who have very special skill sets. Well, they are they're opening this year within the next couple months, camps, FEMA camps. And by the way, Doug, 2, 3, 4 in a couple states is not alarming. But when you get a contract and you start reading that they want to put these in all 50 states, that is a red flag. They are not for the illegals that they're claiming, right? And they want these to be heavily fortified and secured camps. When you talk to people like J.J. Carroll and different border agents along, or CBP agents all along the border, their beds are empty. There might be 6, 7 people in there because they're catching and releasing them. They want them to embed in the communities. So why would we need more FEMA camps, Doug? We have to start asking these tough questions. Well, I believe it's to possibly put the dissidents in. That would be you, me, who don't like what they're getting ready to do, or those who are going to uprise when they purposely bring in and usher in this chaos in the next couple months.
It's shocking on so many levels, and so many things there to potentially talk about. I can't applaud you enough, and Tom Renz and the other people that work with you on this Meet for America training that you offer. In the few minutes that we have left, you had mentioned earlier in the previous segment the importance of sheriffs. I don't think the average American, I'm not slamming the American public, but because I was one of them, we don't realize how important sheriffs are. In the last couple of minutes, because this is election season here where I live in the middle of the Fruited Plain here, we have primary season going on. We need constitutional sheriffs. I'm going to give a shout out to Calvin Hayden, who's in Johnson County, Kansas. He's one of the good guys, aren't they? We have about 30 seconds left, so I'm going to give you the last word, the importance of sheriffs.
Yeah, sheriffs are extremely important. They're the highest law enforcement officer of the land. You need to make sure you're electing constitutional sheriffs. And you need to question, even if they say they're a constitutional sheriff, get your constitution out and ask them and quiz them like heck. Ask them the questions about the constitution. Ask them if they're going to allow the FBI to come knock on your door and arrest you. There's a due process that the FBI has to do. Yeah. You know that the FBI can't even show up at your door without going through the local sheriff first and asking permission. So we need to make sure that these sheriffs are actually constitutional sheriffs. They're actually going to be on the side of the American people, their constituents, their people that they serve in their cities. And you know what? If they don't, you need to hold them accountable. And if you don't have an elected sheriff, you have an appointed sheriff, You need to look at your bylaws and figure out a way that you can remove an appointed sheriff and elect a sheriff, because that really matters. An appointed sheriff doesn't serve the people. It serves the person that that appointed them. And an elected sheriff is supposed to serve you, the people.
There you are. Yep, absolutely, Christy. We're up against the end of the show. Listen, you're a dear friend. Thank you for everything you're doing for this country. Ladies and gentlemen, DougBillings.us, meetforamerica.org. Head over and support Christy and her team. God bless you. I'll see you next time on The Right Side. God bless. Cheers.